The practice of chanting the Lord's Prayer in the Aramaic language originally spoken by Jesus can be transformative. But this practice was mostly unknown in the Western world until 30 years ago, when Neil Douglas Klotz was inspired to put each line of the Aramaic prayer to music and movement. What follows is an example of this practice in the voices of those who have experienced Jesus in his own words.
Okay, so we're going to be chanting Avun Deba Shemaya. Avun Deba and left Shemaya. So what we're doing is we're bowing gently from the heart, very gently, feeling our own connection with Source, whatever name we call that, God, Holy Spirit, you know, any name. In Aramaic, it's called Allah, or unity, the ground of reality. In this case, we're using the word Abun, O birther, O breathing life, O parenting one of the cosmos. The whole process of creation is contained in the word Abun.
Avun Deba Shemaya, Avun Deba Shemaya.
When you say the prayer of a great being, of a prophet, of a messenger, you are connecting through sound, through vibration, to their real atmosphere. When we pray that prayer, it's not just saying words or saying words that mean something, but we're directly connecting to Jesus or Yeshua's breath, his sound, his atmosphere, his real being.
So the first time I heard the prayer, something in me, I think it was my heart, just burst open, and I was lifted to a place I'd never been before, and I thought, is this really what Jesus meant? Are these his words? And if these are the words he spoke, then I understand why people dropped everything and followed him. And it changed the way that I started to think about prayer, and it definitely changed the way I thought about Jesus.
And listening to it the first time, it was I was weeping at the end of it, and I had no idea why, but it was something that touched me so deeply. For me, being able to learn the fuller meanings, the additional possible meanings that are available over the ones that we were given, about what Jesus might have said, what Jesus might have meant, what his life might have been about, I feel it's really given me faith, belief, relationship with Jesus back, in a very personal way.
When I danced the Lord's Prayer for the first time, I knew my soul was home. I couldn't pronounce the words yet, but I was experiencing them in every cell of my body.
In the words in Aramaic, dancing them embodied the spirit of Jesus in a way that nothing had done for me in a long time. Total embodiment in prayer in action, prayer in song, prayer in movement. And that just really brought a flood of emotional as well as intellectual impact.
Just breathing the sound in the heart.
I think my work as a minister didn't really begin until I encountered at a heart level the message of Yeshua through this Aramaic translation and spiritual practice work. So again, the most profound gift of this has been that it gave me a spiritual practice to center life in and a direct experience. I discovered mysticism and discovered that there is a way to integrate one's head, one's heart, one's passion for justice issues and inclusivity and one's desire to really get at the source of all, to understand and experience God as the source of all.
We're going to continue to the right, now same way, to the right again.
I can see that this prayer has changed me and changed my life because it's given me the tools that describe exactly what's happened with me internally and kind of turned it around. Just from the very beginning, the first line when it says Father, Mother. And finally, I started to understand that the words actually go into yourselves and that it actually does physical healing for you because everything is rhythm, everything is song. And it was that part of this prayer that these are the songs that everything is built on. I'm a literal embodiment of that prayer. So that's why I'm grateful for it.
Repeating the Aramaic prayer just immediately opened my heart in the way nothing else in Christianity had ever done, just because the first line finally mentioned not just the Father but the Mother, and that this is what is so important to me, is that it's not just masculine, it's getting out of the patriarchy. And also meeting the prayer was a fulfillment of my childhood dreams of bringing the prayer into language that I could understand and that would inspire me to pray and use it, because the Orthodox English language didn't. It was just like, oh, this is what I've been waiting for.
The feeling for that, of keeping a prayer in the heart going, is something that the Aramaic language allows us to enter in a much deeper way. Because again, these are the sounds, these are the words that either Jesus said them or they're so close to what he said that it still gives us the same breath, the same feeling, the same atmosphere. And that has to be a good thing. I mean, that has to be a deepening aspect for a person's spiritual life, because you feel inside that the prayer is as though saying you have a companion of the heart accompanying you through Jesus' atmosphere, through Yeshua's atmosphere. For those of us that know it, let's say together the words of whole words of that prayer, Jesus in Aramaic, the Lord's Prayer, and if not, simply breathe with the word Avun.
Avun debashmaya nitkadishmoch tete malkutach nechwe sibianach aikana debashmaya afbaar ah hobla nachma desun kanan yaumana washbuklan chaubain wachtahain I kana da khannan shwakhanal hayabain. Wela tahla linis yuna. Ela patsan min bisha. Metul de lache malkuta. Wahaila watesh buchta. Lalam almin. Amen.